Welcome to the OU Daily Tillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bahalotcha, on the 20th day on the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, whose names you can view prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. And if you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we truly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt, Mor Da'asra of Congregation Shari Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Goldschmidt reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Goldschmidt will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker, B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thank you to the OU for giving me the opportunity to share some words of Torah and tefillah with you all. So, Baruch Hashem, thank God, our OU communities are progressively opening back up. We've still got a long way to go before we can truly get back to a sense of normalcy. And I know that for many on this call, that opening up hasn't happened at all yet, or is happening slowly, either because of how things are going within your specific community or for more personal reasons. Nevertheless, a slow and deliberate opening is the trend that we're seeing. God willing, it should continue. And I want to share a thought I've had with respect to this process. It's an idea that relates to a larger Torah concept that appears in a number of places in the works of Rabbi Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Hirsch touches upon something that, if we weren't so used to the idea, we might consider strange. As we know, Matan Torah, the experience of the revelation, the giving of the Ten Commandments, that event took place in the Midbar, in the wilderness, atop Har Sinai. If not for the fact that we know our history, we might have guessed that such an important event, perhaps the most important event in our national story, that it would have taken place in a holier location, Yerushalayim, Hebron, someplace in the Holy Land, in the land of Israel. Keep in mind that at that point in time, it's not yet the creed that will wander in the desert for 40 years. And even if we were to take that into account, we could have imagined perhaps saving this experience of the revelation until our arrival in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. It's also noteworthy that after this event did occur, Har Sinai retains no residual holiness from what took place there. We're not even so sure of where it is. It's not a thing in the Jewish world to visit Har Sinai, to pray there like we do for so many other holy places. Why then is the Torah given in such an ordinary space? Why is the ordinary nature of that space one which is unchanged from the historical experience that took place there? Rav Hirsch, as I mentioned, in a number of places says this. I believe others do as well. Rav Hirsch says that the choice of Har Sinai as a simple, vanilla location was very much intentional. If we were to ask ourselves and others what Judaism is all about, what could we boil everything down to? What is our core? We might think of and hear a range of different answers. Rav Hirsch, however, says that there's only one real answer, and that is Torah. Torah is our core. There are many other aspects of Jewish life, of course, but when you peel away all those layers, Torah is and needs to be our essence, giving us the Torah outside the land of Israel, in a place free of any other noise, free of history and other sources of holiness, free of the other trappings of what makes a nation. That's the way to teach us this lesson. We're happy to add those layers, a land, etc., to a core of Torah. But there are times in Jewish history when those layers unfortunately get peeled away, and we need to make sure that our core is always intact. I think of this idea from Rav Hirsch when I think of how we've all been put into exile, so to speak, from communal prayer and from our synagogues. This experience we've all gone through and continue to go through has forced us to strip down the many layers that are on top of tefillah, of how we pray to arrive at its core. It's forced us to refocus on what prayer is all about, and as we reopen, it forces us to refocus on what communal prayer is all about, and then to what prayer in the synagogue is all about. In complete shutdown mode, which, yes, some of us might still be in, it's an opportunity to start off with tefillah's core. What is prayer all about? Prayer is about cultivating a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a chord that's sometimes forgotten in the context of communal prayer, in the context of synagogue life. And I hope that in this regard, many of us have been able to take advantage of the opportunity to pray alone. Next up is Tefillah B'Tzibur, communal prayer, davening with a minyan. What's that all about? When you strip a minyan down of all the other layers, it's about showing God and each other a sense of unified purpose and mission, that we pray for the same things, we have a unifying set of values and dreams, and that we care about each other. The next layer to add on, of praying in a shul, a Beit Knesset, is significant too. Some of us may well be thinking that in these summer months, transitioning from outdoor to indoor minyanim, my shul is going to be doing that this evening, it means no more oppressive heat. It means no more difficulties competing with outdoor noises. It means no bugs flying into our faces. All of those are legitimate, and that we'll have better kavanah without all of those disturbances. But that's not really what it's about. Indeed, plenty of Jews don't grasp that it's more than all of the above, and they would be just as happy with indoor house minyanim. But what more is there, then? The symbolism of a shul, if channeled properly and put into its proper context, can be very powerful. First, it quite simply symbolizes and expresses our love for God. That's why we build and have shuls. Does God need it? Like the offerings in the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, of course not. But without a doubt, he appreciates the sentiment of Jews united in prayer towards him in such a place, in a place where those activities are enhanced and given the honor they deserve. Another reason to have shuls is for ourselves. While our respect and honor of God begins from a personal and internal place, a synagogue is a reminder to us of our values and what's important in life. A beautiful structure is meant to tell not just God, but sometimes ourselves as well, during times when we need a spiritual lift, that what goes on in these spaces is important. When we wake up early and stay up late for minyanim, we especially know that sometimes we need that reminder. To put this all together, I would say that we shouldn't just be happy that things are getting closer to normal. We should also see the silver lining of every stage of this process, how it's built us up in such a way that we can relate to each layer with a greater sense of purpose and appreciation than in the past. And along such lines is another idea from Rav Hirsch, this coming from a letter he wrote to his cousin, Simon May. I'll close with this. Rav Hirsch wrote as follows. If the day comes that you choose a life's companion for yourself, and you find that you love your new wife only when she's attired in her best jewelry and finest clothing, but she loses her appeal to you when she goes about her housework in an everyday house coat, then woe to that love you hold for her. Nonetheless, when someone truly loves his wife, he wants to give her beautiful jewelry, and the stronger his love, the finer the jewels he gives, but for her sake and not his, only for her sake. So it is in this matter, my dear cousin. Someone who does not love Judaism, even when she is dressed in her old, dusty clothes, will not love her inner finery either. Therefore, not for those who are weak in their devotion, but for you who are strong, or rather for Judaism itself, do those who truly love her desire to see her adorned with the greatest honor. Over the past few months, we've been given the opportunity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we love him in lahavil, so to speak, older, dusty clothes. Let's not forget that and instead use it to fuel a new lease on shul life, infusing it with meaning and beautiful tefillah. We'll now continue with the recitation of Tehillim. We'll start with chapter 20 in Psalms, Parak Chaf, and Sefer Tehillim. Lamanatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yesadeka. Yizkor Kol Min Chosecha Ve'olasecha Yidashaneh Sela. Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atzasecha Yimalei. Yeranana Bishuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ata Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishemei Kocho V'gburos Yesha Yemino. Elev Arechev Ve'elev Asusim Ve'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karu'u V'Nafalu Ve'anachnu Kanu V'Nisodad. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'anehu V'Yom Korein. Continuing now with Perek Chafzayin, chapter 27. Le David, Adonai ori v'yeshi mimi ira. Adonai ma'oz chayai mini echad. Ikrov olai mireim lechol es bisari. Arai v'oyevai li hima chashalu v'nafalu. Im tachane olai machane lo yira libi. Im takum olai melchama v'zos ani voteach. Achas sha'alti me'es Adonai osah avakesh. Shivti beveis Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazos ben olam Adonai levaker beheichalo. Ki yitzpaneli besuko biyom ra'a. Yastireni beseser oholo sur yorom emeni. Yata yarum roshi al oyevai sevivosai ve'ezbecha ve'oholo zivchei serua. Ashira ha'azamara l'Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'choneni v'aneni. V'cho amai libi v'keshufanai es panecha Adonai avakesh. Altaster panecha mimeni altat v'af abdecha ezrasi hayisa al titasheni v'al ta'azveni Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Adonai ya'asveni. Horeni Adonai darkecha ונחני באורח מישור, למען שוררי. אל תתנני בנפש צרי, יקמו בי אידי שקר ופח חמאס. לולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים. קווה אל אדוני, חזק ויאמיץ ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני. The last פרק, פרק קופלמד, chapter 130. Shir ha'malos, mima makim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor ya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha hasavicha l'ma'an tivare. Ki visi Adonai kevasa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Echel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fidus. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll now recite the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, the prayer for the sick. When I pause, please include any names of those that are in need of a refuah, of a healing, and then we'll continue with the prayer. Mi sheberach avosenu, Abraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, Moshe, v'Aaron, David, u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapei es hacholim. Ba'avur sh'anu mespalim ba'avuram, בשכרזה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפוסם ולהחזיקם ולהחיוסם, וישלח להם מהיר הרפואה שלמה מן השניים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. And we'll close with אחינו, a prayer for salvation of every kind for every member of Kol Yisrael. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנסונם בצרה ובשביה, העומדם במיים ובמיבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאים מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבה לגאולה, השרה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldschmidt. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sholem, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Josh Pernick of Congregation Beth Israel in New Orleans, Louisiana. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, uplifting, restful, meaningful, safe, and healthy Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.